This is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
Huge win by car wash workers to unionize.
One of the most exciting of the numerous low-wage worker organizing campaigns around the city and across the nation is that of the predominantly immigrant car wash workers who recently scored a victory to unionize in Flushing, Queens. Workers at the Jomar Car Wash voted overwhelmingly to join the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, RWDSU. This is the sixth car wash workers' election the union has won since the launch of its aggressive organizing campaign in New York City. They have been organizing as part of the WASH New York campaign, a joint effort of Make the Road New York and New York Communities for Change, along with the RWDSU. We now attend a citywide car wash workers' assembly with Ken Nash, who files this report.
And I'm with Augustine Lira from the LMC Car Wash in Astoria, Queens. We are at the Car Wash Assembly, which marks the first anniversary of the car wash organizing in New York City. So, Augustine, tell us why you and your fellow workers decided to form a union.
Queremos un mejor futuro en nuestro trabajo, que nos el patrón nos respete, nos respete lo que es el que tengamos protección, que también haya respeto para los demás trabajadores y pues.
Started organizing because we want a better future for our jobs. We want protection. We want better wages, and most importantly, we want to gain respect from our bosses. We want the owner to sit down with us and sign a contract that will help us have a better future, because that's why we came to this country, to be able to provide for our families. Really, it was the lack of respect. We were treated like animals. We weren't treated like human beings. And so we wanted to be respected at our workplace. And with the help of the union, we're going to continue to strive for our contract and gain our respect. The chemicals that we're working with at work are extremely strong. We have to work with them with our hands, and we know that it affects our skin, our hands, our eyes. This is why we're like demanding for respect and for protection in our workplace. Now the owner is paying us the overtime, and you know, he claims that we're making the minimum wage with the tips, but really that's not fair. We're demanding to have the minimum wage that everyone else gets paid and not include the tips.
And so have conditions improved since you've organized, and has the owner recognized the union?
Pues sí, pues ahora ya ha mejorado, ya nos respetan más ahora sí como trabajadores, ya no nos tratan como animales, y pues sí, pues ha habido un cambio por parte del patrón.
Yes, there definitely has been a change. You know, right now we get treated a lot better, because now there's more respect on behalf of the owner. He hasn't recognized the union, and we think that he's treating us better for that same exact reason. He wants to discourage us from joining a union. We're still in the process of organizing ourselves. We're talking to other workers and asking them to, you know, support the union, because I truly do believe that with the contract we'll have better salaries, we'll have a better future. So that's what we are seeking.
And how long have you worked at the car wash?
6 años.
6 years.
You've worked at the same car wash for 6 years?
Sí.
Yes.
Have things always been like this, or have there been times when things have gotten better and things have gotten worse?
Pues por ahora, pues las cosas están mejor, pero pues.
You know, things are better right now, because not so long ago they weren't respecting our salary, they weren't respecting us, so things are definitely improving.
Who owns the car wash?
John Lynch.
That's the same car wash owner that closed down the car wash in Soho and the workers had to go elsewhere?
Sí, es son socios.
Yes, it's the same company. They're partners.
Well, that's a tough nut to crack. I wish you good luck with that.
Thank you. Pues yo creo que vamos a seguir luchando y hasta que pues
Just I wanted to say that, you know, it's a call out to all the other car wash workers. You know, we're going to continue to fight. We're going to continue to struggle for our contract, because this isn't just about us right now. This is for any future employees that come to the car wash after.
Thank you very much. That's fantastic. And I'm speaking with Rocio Valera with the LMC Car Wash in Astoria, Queens, and the interpreter has been
Rocio Valerio with New York Communities for Change.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stuart Alphabam, president of the RWDHU.
New York Communities for Change and the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union join together with you. Tonight, we come together, united in spirit, in strength, in conviction, to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of this amazing campaign. And in 1 year, our campaign has won so much. 5 out of 5 union elections throughout the city. A strike at Sunny Day in the Bronx. We saved workers' jobs when the Soho car wash closed down. And together, we're working to improve conditions in car washes all over this city. We have ignited a movement for low-wage workers and transformed the labor movement in New York City. I am personally humbled by your courage. Your courage sends a powerful message to other car wash and low-wage workers. You have told all of this city that you can fight back against poor wages and working conditions, and you can win. Tonight, we celebrate everything we have won so far and show that this campaign is a broad movement of car wash workers all over New York City. We are just getting started. And tomorrow, we get back to work. We call all car wash arrows from all over New York to action to launch the next stage of the campaign. After 1 year, we know that with unity lies power. When we organize, we win. When we unite, we win. Car wash workers are declaring loud and clear that the old way of doing business is over. And to the car wash bosses who continue to stand in the way of progress, we have one thing to say. Expect us at a car wash near you.
Esperen a nosotros que vamos a llegar a un car wash muy próximo.
I am overwhelmed by your courage. And I pledge to you tonight that we will be here with you, fighting alongside with you until we win.
And I'm with Juan Carlos, who was at the Soho Car Wash and now works in the Bronx. And we may as well start with the situation in Soho, where the car wash closed, but there was a struggle before this. So why don't you tell us about that?
Bueno, en Soho tuve que nosotros lo fuimos a las elecciones, va, y por la gracia de Dios ganamos.
We started organizing and we won the election with 90% of the vote, and we began to negotiate the contract. But what we didn't know is that the owner had sold the car wash to someone else. So we started asking him about whether or not he would give us more work and he would replace our jobs. And he kept telling us that he didn't have any other businesses, that he couldn't give us our jobs back. But we knew that he had more jobs to give, so we kept pushing him to give us jobs. So we talked with the union and with the organizations that are helping us organize, and with the help of the union attorney, we pushed the owner to give us jobs back, and he put all of us in three different car washes that he also owns.
What were the conditions in the Soho car wash?
Allí era una, no teníamos ni un protector de una defensa de las manos, va. No los pagaban bien, los maltrataban mal, los robaban.
Before, we didn't have any protection for our hands whatsoever. They would steal our tips, they would change our work days, they would give us very few hours whenever they wanted, or make us work longer hours whenever they wanted. They would only pay us $4.50 an hour. They wouldn't even give us tips sometimes. We would have to pay for things that were broken in the car wash. So when we found out about the organization, we were very happy because we knew we could organize ourselves and we could fight against the owner, and we're very thankful for that opportunity. So when the boss found out, he came to me and told me, I'll pay you $6 an hour, but you have to leave the union aside. And I told him that that wasn't just, that that wasn't correct, that all the other workers... that all the other workers should also get paid that. So eventually he had to make that change, and he started paying all of the workers $6 an hour. And that's the change we accomplished.
And the situation that you're in the Bronx, where are you now, and how are the conditions like there?
Ellos solo hicieron el deber de darles el trabajo, pero a donde yo estoy ahora mismo, el encargado es muy malo.
The only thing that he actually gave us was getting us a job, because the manager at the Bronx car wash is really mean to us and is just really screams at us and does not treat us very well. He's trying to figure out ways how to fire the three of us that were transferred to that car wash. He already fired one worker, so I try to do everything right so that I can't get fired, because all the work that I've done, I don't want it to be in vain, and I want to make sure that we continue the work. My partner and I, the other co-worker that was transferred to the Bronx, where we just want to make sure that all our work doesn't go in vain. It's one of the ones we're going to fight for. A contract's already been organized.
What's the name?
It's Western, 174th and Western.
So have conditions there improved since the union came in?
Sí, la verdad sí se ha mejorado más, porque yo tengo rato de conocer el encargado y era muy malo.
Yes, I've known that manager for many years, and he used to be really, really bad, and now thank God that he's become more of a regular person, but he used to be a really, really mean person. So we're fighting for a higher wage, that they pay us more, that we have protection in the workplace. They've never given us gloves to protect us. We're fighting so that they don't steal any of our tips, also not to steal our pay if anything happens to a car in the car wash.
Juan Carlos, I've interviewed you before. I've seen you speaking at numerous events. And I know that the next time that I speak with you, you'll have a contract, and it'll be a model for the rest of the car wash industry. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bueno, sería bonito esta no ganarlo, pero sí me riera porque...
Well, thank you, and I think that if we do have a contract the next time, I'll laugh, because the owner, when we would tell him that we were fighting for these things, he would just tell us that it would never happen, and I think it would be a really beautiful thing if we do have a contract the next time, and I'll be very happy that that has happened.
And the owner again, what's his name?
John Lay.
And the translator is Sebastian Sanchez, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And no stranger to the struggle of car wash workers, I'm with Councilwoman Melissa Mark Viverito at the Car Wash Assembly. Tell us first why you think this campaign is so important.
This is about organizing low-wage workers. It's about demanding dignity and respect out of an industry that has disrespected its workers. These are individuals that are demonstrating a lot of courage in organizing and demanding that they be represented by a union, but demanding that the owners of the car washes not retaliate against them because of the right they have to organize. It really takes a lot of courage when you talk about the workers that are here today and some have been intimidated, some have been fired. I've organized with them. I've stood in rallies at one of the car washes in my district. So it's an important way. We are presenting a bill in the city council, which I'm the lead sponsor of, which would regulate the car wash industry, would demand that they seek licenses from the Department of Consumer Affairs. Right now, it's almost an unregulated industry in New York City. It's demanding that they have a bond and that they be registered. So it's really been a wonderful, inspiring campaign. And we're here celebrating these workers and what they do every day and to also celebrate their courage.
And a lot of these car washes have business from New York City. What are the implications of that in terms of how New York City may be able to help the organizing drive?
Well, this is where we have leverage. As a city, we have contracts out. We give money to these industries and to these owners. And if they want to operate and receive money from the city of New York, they've got to operate in good faith. They've got to make sure that they respect these workers, that they don't try to intimidate them or fire them. And also because they're working in adverse conditions. They don't have the proper equipment. They don't have the proper gloves and other clothing to protect them from the harsh detergents that are used. There's a lot to look at. So this is a way, it's a point of leverage that the city of New York has. If you want to continue to receive these lucrative contracts from the city of New York, then you've got to become a good business owner, good practices, and respect the workers.
And are there any particular car wash owners that the city may be using this leverage against at this point?
Well, the biggest one is Lage. He actually has one of the car washes in my district, which is where I've worked, rallied with the workers. He has a lot of them. He's probably the one with the biggest number of contracts with the city of New York. And so that's the one that we're going after.
New York Communities for Change has been floating the idea that the city of New York itself be given some of the powers with regard to minimum wage and labor law enforcement. Do you think that's a good idea?
I mean, that's something I would have to look at. I don't know the details of that campaign, and I'm not exactly sure what it's calling for. But yes, New York City is very restricted in a lot of the things that we can do. We need state authorization for a lot of the things here in the city. So a level of greater oversight about the things that affect New York City and not have to be handcuffed because of the desires or the wishes or the votes of upstate lawmakers who really don't understand maybe what New York City is about or understand what the struggles are here. Those are things to look at. So I would have to look at more in depth in terms of what they're calling for exactly, but we do need, in greater respects, greater oversight over some of these matters.
And if you could put in context the car wash campaign in the context of the struggle of low-wage workers in the city.
We're celebrating the 1 year of this campaign, but there's also a campaign around the franchise workers, right, who are also low-wage workers, organizing them and mobilizing them. This is a real resurgence of the labor movement. It's a resurgence of the worker movement, of really demanding that people organize and demand respect, and we can't continue to break the backs of our workers for greed and for profit. And that's what this is about. That's why I feel so passionate about this movement. I believe in social equity, social justice, and I believe that workers deserve to have dignified pay and working conditions, and that's what this is about. And so it's really inspiring because I believe that there is a mobilization and the momentum is growing and that we will bring a new day to New York City where we're going to demand more of those that do business within our borders.
Well, thank you very much. I see you at all of these events, and I know that you're speaking about this, but I know that you've been there and you're here tonight. Thank you so much for being here and speaking with us and speaking with Councilwoman Melissa Mark. Be ready to... And you wanted to say something else about WBAI?
Well, I want to, congratulate WBAI for all it provides to our city. I volunteered there for 10 years. And from 91 to 2001, and I know that non-commercial radio provides an alternative perspective that we don't hear from the mainstream. And so thank you for the labor, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Hello! Hello!
never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
If I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, it's a car wash today.
The struggle to unionize car wash workers extends across the country. In Santa Monica, California, labor leaders, immigrants' rights advocates, and members of the faith community gathered to support four car wash workers as they stood up for justice. The car wash industry is known for abusive and illegal practices. The class action lawsuit, filed by the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDA, and against three Santa Monica car wash employers, is one of the many efforts to clean up the industry and uphold the dignity of every worker.
We're seeing this pattern of abuse exist in the car wash industry. Wage theft still occurs every day in L.A. County, in industries like the car wash industry. And they think that they can abuse those workers because they are immigrants. But the good news is that we have courageous immigrant workers who are fighting back and standing up for their rights. That's the great news. And we also have great news that MALDEF, who has always defended the rights, in particular of Latinos, but of all people in this country and their civil rights, are also stepping up in a very big way. I would call on the Santa Monica City Council to step up and defend and protect these workers within Santa Monica. What do you think? We are here to send the message that you cannot continue to act this way to this particular car wash, and that you do have a choice in Santa Monica. You can go to Bonus Car Wash in Santa Monica, the nation's first union car wash. Huh? And a car wash where we know the workers have a voice.
Workers from three car washes in the Los Angeles area have filed a class action lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court, challenging their employer's systematic practice that's designed to maximize the amount of work that they get out of their workers while minimizing the pay that they get. Their employer has violated California's minimum wage and hour laws, amongst other violations of California's Labor Code and Unfair Competition Act. These three car washes deny the workers the wages they're entitled to by engaging in practices such as requiring the workers to arrive up to a half an hour early before work opens to set up, denying these workers the ability to clock in until the employer deems there to be enough cars there for all the workers to start working. They also regularly deny workers lunch breaks, but fail to compensate these workers. Additionally, many of these workers work in excess of 8 hours a day and in excess of 40 hours a week. But their employer has designed a timekeeping system to ensure that the workers are denied their ability to get overtime pay. These are but some of the various ways that the defendants in this case have denied their employees the wages that they're due. The plaintiffs have come here today to ask that the California courts provide them restitution for all their back wages and also injunctive relief to ensure that their employers cannot continue to exploit workers in this fashion. These workers come here not only for themselves, but for all the workers at all three car washes. And it takes great courage to stand up to their employer, and these workers should be commended for this courage.
I'm Reverend Jim Kahn. I am a retired United Methodist minister and a former mayor of the city of Santa Monica, and I am part of a community group of clergy and lay people in this neighborhood who support the workers at the car washes in Santa Monica. My experience in learning about the plight of washeros came when I was learning Spanish and decided I would practice my Spanish with the people who were wiping down my cars. That's how I began to learn that they worked 12 hours and got paid for 8. And sometimes when they got a check, it didn't cash. And sometimes they didn't get a check at all. And that the only thing that car wash workers lived on were tips. That was the only guarantee that they had that they were going to go home with money. This is not all right in America. And it leads to deeper issues. What about the respect of human dignity? It led to the desire for justice. All traditions believe in justice in the workplace. In Leviticus chapter 19 in the Torah, it talks about paying a day's wage, not withholding the wage of the worker. Jesus in the Gospels told stories about how people should make a living wage. And so we know that workers who decide to stand up for justice in their workplace are going to be suffering. They are going to receive threats of intimidation. There is going to be retaliation. And so we honor these workers as they stand up today. We honor them and pass on to them bravery and courage. And we pledge that we will walk with these workers in their struggle for justice.
Buenos días. Mi nombre es Saúl Canales. Yo soy el pastor de la iglesia familiar aquí en Santa Mónica. Y nos da, es un orgullo para nosotros estarles apoyando también.
And now we'll ask the faith community leaders and the car wash workers to form two lines in front here. We're going to perform a blessing and also a covenant between the workers and the faith leaders.
Para que podamos todos tener vidas felices y sanas. Bendita, bendita sean estas manos. Posible. Benditas sean las manos.
Benditas sean las manos. Blessed be our hands, God, for they are the work of your hands.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.